Be'ez Hashem Mizbach, we begin with Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek in the Hilchas Machalos Asuras, and the laws of forbidden food items in the Sefer Kedushin, the laws of sanctity, which we continue with the next halachas relating to kosher animals, that of dam, the prohibited element of blood, which the Rambam Halacha Aleph opens up with the prohibition and the punishment. Says the Rambam, Ha'echel kezayis min adam b'mezer, if someone eats an olive size of blood, although it's a liquid, it does have the halachic measurements of solids, an olive size of blood b'mezer deliberately, so chayav karas is liable for the punishment of karas. B'shagig, if he does it by mistake, maybe chatas kavu, he brings a fixed sin offering, that of a karmel chatas. V'davim mafurish b'torah, and this is explicit in the Torah, meaning, and the fixed chatas is in contrast to that of the oil of b'yorid. V'davim mafurish b'torah, it's explicit in the Torah, she'in chayav el al kol dam behema chayav oiv bovad. The liability is only for the blood of an animal, a wild animal, or a bird, a fowl, only that, and bein t'meim b'term, this is whether it's kosher or non-kosher. Shemek says, in the pasuk v'yikar, b'chol dam lo yisaychlu, b'chol mashvaseichem lo yivu behema, one should not consume any blood in all your settled areas, and for the fowl, and for the behemoth. And the chay b'chol behema, wild animals are included in behema. Shemek says, in the pasuk in the barim, zoyzu behema asher techeilu, these are the animals that you should eat. It says behema, and it says shar, v'gremek, ox, etc. An isle, v'tzvi, v'gremek, a gazelle, and a deer, and it's mentioning types of chayas. So the chay b'chol behema, and therefore when it talks about the blood of behema that's forbidden, includes chaya, and it says oiv, so those three types are forbidden. And that's kosher or non-kosher. Now, avodam chagogim, but fish blood, chagov men locusts, or shkotsim, and teeming creatures, or muslim, and creeping creatures, avodam odim, the blood of a person, all those types of blood, and chayavim, there's no liability on that, mishum dam, for the isser of consuming blood. Now, lafikach, therefore, dam dogim chagovim tahirim mutlachli. So the blood from kosher locusts and the fish is permitted to eat it. Vafil kanasa bikli shasu, and even if you gather in a vessel without a drink, it mutter, it's permitted. In contrast, but the blood of non-kosher fish and locust, also although we said that there's not going to be any isser on these things because of blood, but it's going to be forbidden because it's squeezed out from the body of that non-kosher locust and fish, and it's going to be like the milk of a non-kosher animal, and b'dam shkotzim kibsam, we're going to find the blood of shkotzim. Although it's not a problem as blood, but it's like the flesh of the shekets, of the sherets, and commissioner, like we explained in Perek Bez Halacha Tes and Yud, so therefore that would be problematic simply because it's a non-kosher species. Halacha Bez. Now, however, dama adam, although the blood of a person, we said it does not have the biblical issur of dam, asam divri seifim in perish, it is rabbinically forbidden if it was separated from the person. And umakin lamakas maradis would give the person rabbinical ashes if he consumes human blood. Now, but damish and blood from between the piece of a person's teeth, but live in him, the person could swallow it from his mouth if he's bleeding in his gums, and he doesn't have to hold himself back. And hayresha nashach b'pas, let's say a person bites into a piece of bread, a matzlam dam, and he finds blood on his bread. So gur is a dam, so you have to squirt with the blood because once it's already removed from your mouth, you can't consume it. And then you can eat the rest of the bread, try perish, because again, you can't because it already was separated from the person's body. Although when it's in one's body, in one's teeth, one could swallow it. Halacha Gimel, in chayavin karis, there's no liability of karis, el adama yitzi b'shash shechita, only for what type of blood? Even in blood, specifically blood that comes during the time of the slaughtering, when the chiru, when it's killed, or yataz zoraych, or when it's become decapitated, when the head is cut off, which that's the life blood, which that's called the dam ha-nefesh. And that's also, that's called man sheish by admumis, when it has the redness of the blood. And valadama kandis b'techalev, and also included is the blood that's gathered inside the heart, valadama kaza, and the bloodletting, which is when you take out some blood from the body, kozman shumakalech v'yitz is long, and even by bloodletting, is when it's spurting out and coming out. Because in contrast, valadama sheisiz b'techalev kaza, the blood that just drips out first in the beginning of the bloodletting, koid m'sheyaskalekalech, before it starts streaming out, or v'dama sheisiz b'sefer kaza, or the blood that starts, that's dripping out at the end of the bloodletting, when the blood is stopping, when it's beginning to stop, in chayim alav, that type of blood you're not liable for eating, by rihi kadam ibam, that's rather like the halacha of the blood of the limbs, which we're going to discuss in the next halacha. And the reason is, shadame kiluach, hu adam shayna v'sheisim, but it's only the blood that's spurting out, that's considered the blood that the soul comes out with, and that is, as we're going to shortly explain, is considered the prohibition of that of dam to be liable karasvo. As Ram continues, halacha dalt. Dama tamtzis, the concentrated blood, which this is blood that drips out. It's not the blood that the soul comes out with. And v'dama ivram, similarly, the blood of limbs that's in the limbs of a person's body, could go in the limbs of the animal, could go in, for example, dama tchil, the blood of the spleen, v'dama kloyes, the blood of the kidneys, v'dama beitzim, the blood of the testicles, v'dama hamiskanis la lib shashchita, the blood is gathered in the heart, but not at all times, only at the times of slaughtering. And the damanim that would cover the blood that's in the liver. And chayim lav karis, that blood does not have this liability of karis on those bloods. Now, havalaychem in the kezayis, but says the Rambam, if someone eats like kezayis of that blood, like he gets lashes. Nimuk it says in the pasuk, v'chol dem loyseichlo, all blood should not be eaten. But v'chayim karis, I'm regarding the liability of karis. The other pasuk says in v'yikur ki nefesh habasa bedamhi, because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, before this pasuk, it said v'chrati yisim karevam. It talks about karis, which ain't a chayim karis, not liable for karis. El adam shan nefesh yitzah, but like it says ki nefesh habasa, it's only the blood that the soul comes out with it. That's called dam nefesh, in contrast to dam hatamzes and dam heivarim, or like we said, by the bloodletting when it's just dripping out. Halacha hey, hashlul hanimtzah b'mei habeima. Regarding the fetus that's found inside the inside of the animal, hari dami gedami yilud. The blood of the fetus is like the blood of an animal that was born. So let's say the blood that's found gathered inside its heart, which we said is from those categories of dama nefesh, chayim lav karis. If someone drank the blood of that fetus, he'd be chayim karis. And the rest of the blood, that's like the blood of the limbs, which we said does not have a liability of karis. Halach above, the Ram continues regarding the way to prepare and kashering the heart, the liver, the brain, the spleen, all these parts, which has blood inside of it. How can you, because you're not allowed to drink blood, how can you prepare it that it's kosher? So halacha vav halev, the heart, bein letzali, whether you're roasting it, bein legedir, whether you're cooking in a pot, what you do is kairai umaitzizam, you tear it open and you remove the blood, and then you salt it. Now, vimbisha lalibu lekura, let's say you cook the heart without ripping it open. So kairai achashabish lemutu, what you could do is you could tear it open after it's cooked and it's going to be permitted. And the reason is because the flesh of the heart is very smooth and doesn't really absorb the blood. Now, vim lekaroi bechala, let's say you didn't tear it open and you ate it as is, and the chayvel of kara is not reliable for it, karis. Now, but when we say this, is beleva oif, is like the heart of a bird. Shema kezayis dam, which doesn't have a kezayis of blood. Avalam hoye leiv behema, but if it's the heart of an animal, chayiv karis, then one would be liable karis. And the reason for that is shayish bekezayis medam, shabatech leiv, because you do have an olive amount, a size of blood that's in the heart. Shechelam bekaris, which we said, blood in the heart does have that amount. It's kanes betech leiv. That is the type of blood that would be chayiv karis, because it is dama nefesh. And if one would be chayiv karis, this is what we said for the heart, you're not going to be chayiv karis, even though it's because there's generally not that amount of blood. But if there is, like by behema, one would be chayiv. So again, even though the heart itself doesn't absorb, but there is the blood in that gathered inside, that one would be liable on that. Halacha zayin, hakave the liver, im chatocha, if it was cut open, vishlich l'techa chametz, and you threw it into vinegar, or l'techa mayim rizchum, into boiling hot water, atshad eslaban until it gets whitened, harizim ateres lavash leis achakin, now you're allowed to cook it after that. And again, because there's a lot of blood inside the liver, so you have to do this procedure first. Now, says Rambam, Kvar Nahogu Kol Yisrael, now it's already become a custom throughout the Jewish people, Lahavala, or to first singe it on the fire, V'achach Mevashlin, and then afterwards, Mevashlin, so you cook it, Bein Shebish Levado, with you cooking by itself, Bein Shebish Lembasach, with you cooking with other meat. And V'chein Minig Pasha, it's also a widespread custom, She Mevashma Moich Shal Reshu, that you don't cook the brains of the head, but neither do you roast it, Atche Mehav Menoisabor, until you first singe it on the fire, which actually, the custom subsequently was that they would take the brain out of the membrane, out of the head, the membrane that's in, and take it out of the head and tear off the membrane and salt it, and then it's permitted even to cook it in a pot. Halacha ches, hakaved shebishlo regarding the liver that's cooked. Let's say, says the Rambam, halacha ches, that the liver was cooked and it wasn't singed over the fire. And it was not put into vinegar or into boiling hot water. And again, we said that because we have the blood over here that's very much absorbed in the liver. And you cooked it without singeing on the fire and without putting it into vinegar or boiling hot water. Now the whole pot that you cooked it in is all going to be asur. Now this includes hakavod, the liver and everything that's cooked with it. Now, however, what you could do is you could roast the liver with meat on one spit, but as long as the liver is on the bottom, so the blood's going to be flowing out of the liver, it's not going to dripping on the meat, rather it's going out onto the ear space on the oven. Now, let's say one didn't do this right and roasted it above the meat, so it's on the spit, but it's above the meat. So then one could go ahead and eat it because ultimately the blood, when it's flowing out, as it's roasting, it's not getting absorbed in the meat, rather just slides off. So although initially one should really have it beneath, but ultimately after the fact, So the two ideas regarding liver in this halacha, one is that if it wasn't done with the appropriate preparations, then and you cook it in the pot, it's all going to be forbidden. Regarding roasting, as a way of getting it out of the blood, have it lower down the spit. If it's on top, after the fact, one could eat it. Halacha test. Hatchayil, the spleen mutal of ashla afilim habasa. You're allowed to cook it even with meat. And the reason for that is, shein adam, because it's not blood. Ela basa adam adam, it's like meat that looks like blood, but it's not really blood. And therefore it's no problem, because generally it's a problem, you're cooking with something else, although it's coming out of this, it's getting mixed with other things, like we said in the previous halacha with the liver. But regarding the spleen, it's not a problem. Now, the Ram continues regarding the procedures of salting and regarding of chalata, which is the procedure of freezing the transfer of the blood in vinegar. Hashevim afrekes behema. If someone breaks the neck of an animal, kohen yidin shetetz nafsha before it expires. So hariha dam nivla beivam. What's going to happen is that the blood's going to get absorbed in the limbs. The reason for that is because at the time of slaughtering, the animal is pushing out all the blood. When someone breaks the neck, because of the pain the animal's in, it doesn't have the energy to moan and groan and to remove all the blood, and therefore the blood becomes still and it gets absorbed in the limbs. So now eat any raw piece of meat from that animal. And even if you go ahead and you put it into the vinegar or into the boiling hot water, because the reason is, that procedure doesn't remove the blood, it just shrivels it in this place. Now the problem is this blood that's absorbed in the limbs is not similar to blood that of the limbs that never separated, where any blood of limbs that didn't separate is usur. So you're not allowed to eat raw meat without salting it or doing chalata. When you break the neck, even chalita is not going to be effective. The only one that's going to be effective is malicha, because it keeps it in its place, but this has already started moving, and then it just stopped. So Elikitzi asks, rather, what should one do? Because we're saying chalita is not effective. What you have to do is yachtach hachaticha, you cut open the pieces, you salt it very well, and then you cook it or you roast it. Now, says the Rambam, Kvar Bi'an already explained in Perek Da'aloch Yad Gimel, that if you slaughter an animal, wild animal, burn, and blood doesn't come out, that's okay. So here and that's in general the halacha that's and we're talking about here regarding dam. It's okay if blood doesn't come out. We don't say that maybe it was dead. Then we're also not concerned that maybe the blood get absorbed in its limbs and didn't come out, like the case that we're discussing over here regarding when you broke the neck. No, that's going to be okay. But again, here regarding when the neck was broken, it's not going to be able to do the procedure of chalata that you can normally do, because that just keeps it in its place and it's not going to come out anymore. Here it already started moving, and therefore it's already dam that was removed from its original place, which, and therefore just to freeze is not good, you got to get it out, which that's going to have to be with the procedure of malicha. Halacha yud. In a basa yitzim didamai. The flesh does not release all its blood. Until you sold it very well and you wash it off very well. So how should you do this? Says the Rambam, first you wash off the meat. Then you sold it very well. And then you leave it in its salting for the amount that it takes to walk a mill. And then you wash it off very well. So you're washing it off twice. Once to remove the salt that's absorbed from the blood, and the second one to remove the moisture of the first waters that are forbidden on the meat. So you're going to wash it off two times. Until the water ends up coming out clear. And then you immediately put it into boiling hot water, not into lukewarm water, so that it should whiten right away, and the blood shouldn't come out, which this is a stringency of the Rambam. The Raiva disagrees, says we never heard of such a thing, and there are many who disagree and do not require what the Rambam adds on, that you have to throw it into hot water after this procedure. When you salt the meat, you only salt it in a perforated vessel that has holes, and so the blood could drip out. You only salt it with a thick salt. It's known as kosher salt, like thick, coarse sand. And the reason is, because salt that's fine like flour, you boil the blood, it's going to be absorbed in the flesh. But later, it's not going to remove the blood. And therefore, you have to have coarse salt. And you have to shake off the meat from the salt, which now that salt became forbidden because it absorbed the blood. And then you wash it off. That's the procedure of malicha, to salt the animal to get rid of the blood. Now, Halachin Bez Ram continues regarding tzliya, that roasting is different. All this is for meat that you need to cook. But to roast, there you could salt it and roast it right away. You don't have to do the procedure like it's soaking in the salt for that whole procedure, like the amount of walking a mill. And if someone wants to eat raw meat, so he salts it very well, wash it very well, and then they can eat it. Now, vimchalate, now, if he went and he shriveled it, which sealing it, he does it by putting it to vinegar, then you could eat it as it is raw, like we said, because here it didn't start the procedure, nothing had a procedure starting and then stunting, like we had the case when you break in the neck. So here you could do the procedure of chalote b'chaymet, and you let mutalach k'shachai, you could eat as it is raw. You could even drink the vinegar that you soaked it in. And the reason is because the blood does not get absorbed in the vinegar. It's not doing like the same procedure as salt. It just because the vinegar doesn't remove the blood. It just traps it in, and therefore you're not going to have blood that's removed from the limbs to be over on that iser. Halacha Yud Gimel. If you have vinegar that was used to seal the meat, so lo yachlid by pamshniyah, you should not do the chalata with that same vinegar a second time because it already got weakened by doing it once before. Now, if there's a piece of meat that became red when it was being soaked in this vinegar, so that meat and the vinegar are going to be forbidden because obviously the blood did come out of the meat and got absorbed in the vinegar, and therefore both of them are forbidden. Until you salt it very well, and or depending on the girsa and yitzla, and that you roast it. Now, basa shehedim, regarding meat that became red, and so too the eggs of an animal and the wild animal, with the membrane that's on top of them, on these testicles. So too regarding the blood vessels that are full of blood. So if you cut them and you salt them as the halacha was said, you're allowed to cook these things even though these things are filled with blood because you cut them and you salted them. Now, if you did not cut them, with slumbash put and you roast them on a spit, and you roasted it with its neck and it's opening downwards, so everything's gonna be spilling out. Or you roast them all on coals. Here also, that's also an option. They're going to be permitted again, no matter how much blood. If you're able to get it out, so then it's going to be permitted. Halacha yadal, reisha behema, the head of the animal, shetzlu batana bekipshin, that was roasted in the oven or in the furnace. So if it was hanging and the place of the slaughtering was lower down, again, mutter is going to be permitted because the blood is going to be dripping outward. Now, but if let's say the place of the slaughtering was towards the side, it's not facing downward, then the brain that's inside the head is going to be forbidden because the blood's gathering inside, it's not dripping out, and therefore it's cooking in the blood. But the rest of the flesh that's on the bones, that's on the outside, is going to be permitted. It's not sitting and soaking in the blood. Now, let's say the nostrils are facing downward. So if you put in a straw or reed, kadesh yishrab, so that it should remain open, so the blood's going out through the nostril, the mutter is going to be permitted, because again, the blood's dripping out, nothing's soaking in it. But if not, then the brain's going to be forbidden. You don't put a vessel beneath a piece of meat that's roasting to receive the liquids that are dripping out, until all the color of the redness has stopped coming out. Again, because what's dripping out is not just the animal juices, there's also the blood, which obviously is forbidden. So the ketzeres, and how should you do this? What you do is you put into the vessel that is beneath the meat that's roasting a little bit of salt. And you leave the vessel there until it roasts. You take the fat that's on the top. And the juices that are beneath the fats, that's forbidden, because that's what the soul took in with the blood that's on the bottom, and then you can take the fats that's on the top, which you want from the meat that's roasting. Halacha design. Pascha chatachale basar tzali. Bread that you cut on top of it, a roasted piece of meat. So mutlach, you're allowed to eat that bread. She'ena, because although there's redness over here, it's elishamnunis. It's only the fats, since it was roasted already, so there's no blood here anymore. So although it looks reddish, it's going to be permitted. Now, if once salted to get to the fish and the birds together, then a filled with klimanukov, then even in a perforated bowl, hadagam assume the fish is going to be forbidden, and the reason is shadag rough because the fish are soft, the skin ubalei dama yitzim in the life, and it's going to absorb the blood that's come out of the birds, which the bird blood is forbidden. And I don't have to tell you that if you salted the fish together with animal or wild animal meat, for sure it's going to be problematic because it's much softer and it's absorbing the blood that's being expelled from the behemah and the chayim. Now, Lachi Zayin Ram continues regarding stuffed animals. If someone left the bird, the fowl, the chicken intact, And someone stuffs the cavities of that bird with basa, with meat, or beitzim and eggs, or bishlam, and he cooks it like that, asur is forbidden. Why? Shari dam, because the blood is coming out of the chicken when you're cooking it, it's going inside the stuffing. Now, even though you salted it very well before it was cooked, because the salting does not expel all the blood with the requirement of the malich, like Ram said, Halacha Yud, because after it's salted, Ram says you have to put it into the boiling hot water so that it gets whitened and the blood doesn't come out. Now, if you filled up this whole thing with stuffing, so the hot water is not going to go in very well, which all the Achrayim disagree on the Ram. They hold that, no, after it's salted, there's no halacha of dam and the basar, and that the custom is like them, that would be okay. But the Ram Shita is that it's not sufficient. So though you salted it very well, that when you subsequently cook it, that it's going to be problematic with the stuffing. And even if the meat that was inside the stuffing was well cooked or roasted, which the chiddush on that is, although it's very soft, and you would think that maybe it would not prevent the hot water from getting inside and getting rid of that blood, no, it's still problematic. But if it was roasted, then everything's going to be permitted. And the reason is because although the meat that's inside is raw, but still we hold kebolikach polte, as it's expel, as it absorbs, it expels. But Philippine Lamalad, even if the opening is towards the top, where the reason is because the fire takes out the blood and it makes it come out, and therefore, no matter what blood is coming out over here, when you're roasting, everything's going to be permitted. Halacha Yudches. B'nei ma'ayim shemilam aderech zol. Intestines of an animal, kishka, things that intestines are filled up the same way we described regarding when you're like stuffing a chicken. Where you stuff the intestines with basa tzali or shalik with roasted meat or with cooked meat, because in contrast, if it was just salted meat, actually, we would be concerned for the blood that's coming out of the meat. And then the intestines are going to absorb, because the salt does not expel all the blood like we wrote, like we explained previously in the previous halacha. So, but if it's cooked or roasted meat, or you filled it with eggs, this intestines of the animal, shlokam eklam, and you cook it or you roast it, they're going to be permitted. And the reason is, because they don't presume that there's any blood in the intestines. That we said the only problem would be if the meat had blood, but cooked or roasted meat doesn't have the blood, and you could cook it in the intestines, and again, so through the Goyim rule like this, that it's permitted. Halacha Yates. Eifish had fallen bebatzik. Regarding chicken, let's say birds that were breaded with dough. Now, with slamim, they're roasted. Bein shlemim v'chadachim, whether it was whole or whether it was cut into pieces. So, im tfalim b'tzoylas gasa, if it was coated with a coarse flour, then afilas mika hatiflin, and even if the breading became red, because here you're taking a raw chicken and you're cooking it with the breading, you could eat the breading. And the reason is because coarse flour, it crumbles. It's not so tightly attached, and therefore the blood's actually going through the holes, and therefore although it's so to speak absorbing, it's expelling at the same time. And it's a dam and the blood left. But if let's say you bread it with wheat flour, shalasasin, which was moistened, so that's a thin flour, and the dough sticks, and it doesn't expel what it absorbs. So if the breading is white like silver, so mutlachim, and then you could eat from it. But if it's not white, so white, then that's true, it's forbidden, because again, we're concerned for the blood that you're cooking it with the breading that's going to get absorbed. Now, tefal mishor kamachin, if it was breaded with other types of flours, so imedimu, if it's red, that's when it's forbidden. Then lohedimu, but if it's not red, even though it's not as white as silver, then mutarin, regarding the other flours, where you're saying that it's going to be expelled, and therefore, it's going to be permitted. Lacha chav, the Ram continues regarding vessels that were utilized for blood. Sakin sheshachet bas, specifically a knife, that was used to slaughter an animal, which there is some absorption of a knife from the blood. So asalachtach ba resechin, I'll use that knife to cut a hot piece of meat, until you do what's called libun, until you whiten the knife in fire, that's a way of kashering, or you take it to the knife sharpening, which also cuts away at the knife, or you stick it into hard ground 10 times. Now, but if someone did cut a hot piece of meat with that knife without kashering, mutter, it's going to be permitted to eat that piece of meat, because ultimately, when they're slaughtering the animal is cold, and therefore the knife is not really absorbing the blood at the time of the shechita. It's only like a tchila that we are machmer. And v'chein in the chaytach, but tznoin, so too, you're not supposed to cut a radish, or kuyetze b'dvar macharifim, like a tchila, or as we're saying, this whole loch is like a tchila initially, or any other sharp thing which could absorb the taste of the knife, which absorbed the taste of the blood when it was doing the shechita. Now, v'medeich hasakin, if the knife was washed off, or shekincha b'kli was wiped on the vessel, then mutach latach by tznoin the kuyetze, then things like radishes or things like that, which are not as sharp, those things, then you could even cut the radishes. But not hot meat. That would you would have to do the kashering that we mentioned in the beginning of the halacha. Halacha Aleph, Ka'ar Shemalach Babasar, regarding a bowl that meat was salted inside of it, even if the bowl was coated with lead, you're never allowed to eat hot food inside that bowl. Because the blood was already absorbed in the clay of that vessel. And the halacha is that a kli cheres, or earthenware vessel, can never be kashered with agol, with hot water. It can never come out. So therefore, since it absorbed the blood inside, one cannot use it for anything hot because it's going to be expelling the blood that was absorbed in the vessel, in the clay.